Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat this morning. Described as a crisis within a crisis, those with disabilities are struggling to find appropriate housing. With me now to talk about this, we've got Dermot McDonagh, who's the CEO of Inclusion Ireland. But first, Rory Hearn, Assistant Professor of Social Policy at Maynooth and the author of Housing Shock. Good morning to you both. Rory, I always describe the housing crisis as an onion, because every time you peel back a layer, there's another layer underneath. And it is understandable that the more vulnerable looking for housing will always be the one squeezed most.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I wrote the article in the Examiner this week about to highlight the crisis, as you refer to, within a crisis for disabled people. And it really is shocking. You know, some of the figures around this, the human stories. I was contacted by one woman last week who has a disability, is homeless, sleeping in her car. Another story, you know, young adult woman living at home with her family, you know, falling down the stairs, the house not being appropriate, you know, the upset it causes to her and her family. Some of the figures, you know, 4,000 households are on are eligible for social housing who have either a physical, sensory, mental health or intellectual impairment, but they're on the waiting list for years. And a big issue has been the change in housing policy to rely on the private rental sector. People get social housing now through the HAP payment, so they have to go out to the private rental sector to find a property. People with a disability face huge challenges with this. You know, there's not much accessible accommodation in the private rental sector. They do face discrimination as well, even though it's illegal under the Equality Acts. And they really are, and the Irish Wheelchair Association described it, the most invisible, hidden and unmet housing need. And I think we really need to put focus on it.
Dermot McDonagh, from an Inclusion Ireland perspective, are you seeing this? Are you hearing real stories of people who are struggling to find somewhere to live?
Yes, Jonathan, and I'm really glad that Rory mentioned the human stories, because that's so important. Behind all of the statistics that we can read every day of the week, there are stories of real suffering and distress across the country. We worked very closely at Inclusion Ireland with our partners in the Independent Living Movement of Ireland. We ran a lot of focus groups over last summer, just looking at collecting the voice of disabled people across the country and their experience in accessing housing. And our findings were absolutely stark. And it is a hidden crisis, absolutely. And there are many people who are homeless, but those statistics are hidden as well. We're hoping we made out of meeting all of the individuals with disabilities across the country over the summer. We made 45 recommendations in a report called Our Housing Rights, and we're hoping that many of those will be taken on board in the new National Housing Strategy for people with disabilities. But right now, across the country, there are thousands of people living at home with families for decades longer than they should have to. And also, there are 2,800 people living in institutions, 1,300 people with disabilities living in nursing homes. So there is a hidden crisis here, and it's great to be able to surface it, work in partnership with other organisations to campaign and to try and make real life change happen over the next few years.
When we look at this, Dermot, it's easy to say it's hidden, and this is a very Irish thing to do. It's okay, they're with their mammy and their daddy, or they're with their family, or they're in an institution. Sure, that means we don't have to worry about them. But the reality is they're entitled to live in their own home if that is what is suitable. But those homes then probably need to be built specifically. because the standard apartment mightn't necessarily work, or certainly co-living, even though that has theoretically been knocked on the head, that wouldn't work either. So they're getting shoved right down to the bottom behind all the people who want to rent, or all the people who want to buy, or all the people who want to build stuff and give it to the government.
That is absolutely true. And I suppose for disabled people and people with intellectual disabilities, it's not just about the house, although absolutely there needs to be more houses built. We're saying that at least 7.5% of all new social housing should be ring fenced for disabled people. But it's also the supports that a person might need to actually live there. And that is the issue and the barrier that people are facing every day of the week. So you might get the house after years of waiting, but are you going to get the level of support that you need to live there? So whether that's personal assistance supports, home supports, and for some individuals who have very high support needs, it might be round the clock supports to live independently. And yes, you're right, Jonathan, it is a human rights issue. And if we look at the UNCRPD, and that's absolutely our Bible in Inclusion Ireland. The right to live in the community under Article 19 is for everybody. People with who just need some hours of support to do that, to participate in their community, right up to people with much more significant support needs. And unfortunately, trying to make the housing and the supports work well together is that one of the biggest barriers that people are experiencing today.
But you see, Rory Hearn, that sounds hard. And we don't like doing hard things in this country. In fact, we'll always put off doing the hard thing until such time as we are either shamed into doing it, or else other problems resolve themselves and it becomes easier to do the hard thing. The government here has to step up and take responsibility and ownership for this. When I bought my first house, which was back in the late 90s or early noughties, everything had to be disabled friendly. The house that we were in, there were standards put in place. No point in putting those standards in place if the disabled people that they're designed for can't access the house.
Absolutely. No, you're right, Jonathan. And I think that when we look at our policy around this and we look at our approach, like I described this as hidden, and it's important to say that we need, you know, this is hidden and it is being ignored and it's not being prioritized. And you just look at the statistics and they show that. You hear the human stories, you know, the issue that we don't even have accessible emergency accommodation, you know, that situation of Kira, as I talked about, you know, that she can't find private accommodation to, you know, that is affordable. We look at the high level of poverty and deprivation amongst people with disabilities. And it is, and I think, you know, Derval is right to point out the rights-based approach, because if we look at it at the moment, we don't have a rights-based society. We have a society filled with barriers and systemic barriers. And people with disabilities, you know, have, you know, aspirations, have so much to offer our society. Like, our society is less. We are less as a society because they can't, you know, contribute, fulfill, be part of it. Their families are, you know, it's just, and it's something that I think I feel really strongly about, that, you know, that idea of a human right to housing is something so important. And the human right to housing includes the accessibility of housing. And that's why I think there should be the referendum to put a right to housing in our constitution, which would prioritize, what you're talking about there is a culture shift. We need a culture shift in this country,
Rory,
for how we treat vulnerable people.
Can you imagine the problem that we do if we put the right to housing into the constitution and make it the responsibility of the state to do that? Can you imagine the chaos that has caused? Because I agree that it is a human right if somewhere safe to live. But if we make a right to housing put in there, then all of the issues happen at once. How can that be realistic?
But you see, what putting it in the constitution isn't that it would have to be done overnight. What it would mean is, and I think in particular,
Do we just leave it wither there, like the idea that a woman's place is in the home?
Absolutely not. But the state has to start working on it then. At the moment, they wiggle out of it. They try to avoid taking on responsibility. They're obliged under the UN charters, but they don't really act on it. And I think there is something we need to put in there to say the state, we cannot allow this situation where our vulnerable people are left in such levels of vulnerability.
We leave it there for now. Rory Hearn and Derval McDonagh, thank you both very much for joining us on the line to talk about that issue that's having a real impact on people's lives.